welcome to the Weather of the Mind podcast. I'm Doug Krish, your host. Today's topic, a meditation on gratitude, aka give thanks. Give thanks, give thanks. This is a common mantra in my circles. Sometimes if you have a little cheers, whether your cheers in a drink or a plate of food, say give thanks. Give thanks. Try to remember gratitude. Try to remember gratitude. So today, I'm going to tell you a little story about the last 24 hours because I like to think that sometimes I like to think of us as characters in a movie. You know, we're all characters in our own movie and, you know, we appear in each other's movies as our days go on. But I like thinking of it as characters in movies because they don't make movies about one-sided characters. There's no movies or stories about someone that everything just worked out for them all the time. One, because that doesn't really ever happen. And two, it probably wouldn't be that interesting. So if you think of most characters, we get to know them, we understand, and then we see their challenges and we see how they respond because that really shows their character. So I often say, give thanks, give thanks. But I often will say, at least to myself, give thanks for the good days, because that's a great day. But also give thanks for the tough days and the tough weeks and the tough months, because that's part of life and that's where we learn. That's where we evolve. That's where we grow. And I, for one, want to keep on growing, keep on learning, so I try to remember that. But it's easier said than done. Let's rewind to yesterday afternoon. So I head out to this parking lot a few miles out of town, and that's where my car is. My car broke down a few days ago. So I have to go out there and call for a tow truck. So I call for the tow truck, and AAA says, well, they give me a text, and this is about 2 o'clock. The tow truck will be there before 3:40. Okay, so I got an hour and 40 minutes. All right, no problem. I'm going to get the car towed. I'm going to get this fixed. This is a big headache, but we're going to try to start resolving it. I feel pretty all right. Listen to the radio, turn on, hear a nice interview with the Coen brothers on Terry Gross, and I'm reading my book a little bit. I go leave the car, go out for a little stroll. Around 3:30, looking, you know, I could see the road in the distance, see the cars, looking for a truck to pass. Oh, is that the truck? Oh, so it's kind of a lot of anticipating, and then, oh, no, not yet, not yet. And then I get another text from AAA. Your now expected time is 4:42, so it got pushed back an hour. So, you know, this is obviously disappointing, and I'm starting to feel a little bit more frustrated. You know, I'm just getting a little riled up, getting a little anxious. I'm cold, I'm hungry, I'm sitting in my car with the heat on, I'm looking at this snowy field. It's not a horrible situation, but it's starting to wear on me. And then, you know, half an hour passes, and I get another text. Your tow truck will be there before 5:52. So, as you can see, this character in this scene is getting quite stressed. Even if he reminds himself that, just get through it, this is just going to be one of those crappy days, it still affects you emotionally, and you still get kind of riled up. So I'm trying to, you know, keep calm, and there's something to be also, I think the process of looking and anticipating, oh, is this the truck? No. Oh, is this the truck? No. For, like, you're in this mode for many, many minutes over a few hours, looking, you know, something about waiting and having delayed on the finish line, getting pushed back. We're not very good at handling that, and it really exasperates us. So I was quite exasperated. But eventually the tow truck showed up, and the guy was very helpful, and he towed my car. And I had borrowed a friend's car, and I drove back town. And I was really just exhausted and just upset about the whole situation. Not as calm as I am with the wise perspective of a few hours or a few days later. But then I started to calm down. I started to feel really happy that I got through it, and that was a challenge. But now I'm through it. You know, there's something about challenges where they push us. That's the nature of them. But if we can get through them, we feel kind of good. So I'm grateful for the good days, and I'm grateful for the tough days. I'm grateful for the great weeks, and I'm grateful for the tough weeks. I'm grateful for friends and family. I'm grateful for the sun that shines and the waters that flow. I'm grateful for the ecosystem that is the soil and the plants and the animals and the dogs and the cats and the struggles and the challenges that keep us moving, that keep us growing. But back to the story. So today I have the joy of working on the podcast and reflecting on gratitude and giving thanks. And I'm watching, I just searched gratitude on YouTube, which I recommend. And you find a bunch of interesting videos. And there was one where there was an experiment where they had people reflect on someone they're really grateful for and then write them a little note. And then they said, you know what? We're going to have you call them up and read them that note. And that was really touching. Like I viscerally felt something, gratitude. Like gratitude is not just a thought, there's some feeling. So if there's one thing I can encourage us during this holiday weekend of gratitude, of Thanksgiving, is to try to get in touch with that, what's going on in our body when we feel gratitude. Even now, we can take a few, take 15, 20 seconds together. And just have a few deep breaths. Just calm down and just think about someone we're really grateful for. You know, just think of that person. Kind of hold them. But feel what's happening. I almost feel like a tingling in my shoulders. And you know, that deep breath, kind of pleasant sigh. That type of feeling. And I think it's equally as important for me to reflect on what I was feeling yesterday when I really got riled up. Like, what was going on in my body? One thing I'm trying to do and I want to bring to the podcast is this connection between our cognitive, our quote-unquote rational thoughts and our emotive states. How do they interact? What are we thinking and saying in our minds? How is that affecting our emotions, our emotional states, these physical realities that we go through during the day? And then how does that, and also how does it work the other direction? How do we go from these emotional states? How do we respond and start putting that into words? Or saying, you know what? I'm not going to put this into words. I'm feeling really negative. The only words I want to think of is give thanks for the tough days, give thanks for the tough days, give thanks for the tough days. So, we got the car story. We talked a little bit about mantras. I gave my little gratitude meditation. So, give that little search on YouTube if you want to spend a little more time reflecting on gratitude and try to think of that emotional state. And let's keep on talking about that in the days and weeks to come. And I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Keep positive. Be well. Bye-bye. Thank you.